the Blitz.
Squeezing a call real quick. Nate. Go, Nate.
Hey, guys.
Hey, now, sports.
I'm listening to you guys, and it's always interesting because I try to put, like, a face on, you know, on your voices and everything like that. And if you guys talk about hair and your bodies, I'm kind of thinking, like, what comic book person do you relate to? Like, Fred, you kind of remind me almost like a comic book store owner in The Simpsons. I don't know. Am I anywhere close on that?
With Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Don't remember.
Yes, Fred is exactly the comic book store owner in The Simpsons.
Oh, no, I thought I was a boo.
No, definitely not. You're the comic book store owner.
All right, I'll have to.
And I'm like Lex Luthor. We have the same haircut.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think of myself as me.
Weekdays from 4 to 7 on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gal Media station.
All right. Some excitement in the World Cup. I'm sure Hoffman didn't notice it. Your Astros are trying to rally. Let's do this. It's a What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Wednesday.
Hey now.
Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, John Lee, the bleeping master. If you want to get in today, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At Jon Snow with a zero, not an O. At Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. You can also watch us on live stream. Go to ESPN975.com and click on watch on live stream. That's simple. If you want to see how we look. I don't know why. We also do things a little bit differently on Wednesday. When you call, text, tweet, comment on the page, put odds on it. What are the odds? Going to be a fun show today, Hoffman.
I think it'll be all right.
Yeah.
I'm in a
fantastic mood. We'll see how long it lasts.
Okay. What's going on? Why are you in such a great mood?
I feel like I'm making real progress with my workouts now. Like,
okay.
Today, I kind of feel like I look like, at least I look like a fat guy who lifts weights as opposed to just a fat guy.
Okay, well, that's good.
So that's progress, right?
That's something.
Yeah, yeah. So, just, you know, little victories.
Wait till your pectoral muscles can bounce around your man boobs.
Well, those,
that's when you've really made it.
Those things have tightened up, man. I'm doing really well except for my gut.
Well, there you go.
Pretty happy. So, and then been dealing with some sports map stuff all day.
You hitting the sit-ups?
I'm doing those machine abdominal things.
That's fake.
No, those work.
I'm
doing like 150 pounds on that thing.
No, that's fake news.
50 reps of that. And then
get yourself a good old-fashioned 45-pound dumbbell or a barbell. Lay on your back and just do sit-ups with that.
Nah, I like the machines. Jeez, what? Dude almost fell down on that.
Yeah, machines never work. Those aren't real. You got to use free weights. Right?
I use free weights for a lot of stuff.
Good.
I have a routine where I do free weights first, and then I do the newer machines, and then I go through and do like mostly machines after that. But I do like, I think 8 of the exercises are free weights.
Okay.
So I don't like bench press and stuff. I like to use they're not actually machines, but they're set up so that you put the weight on them, but you don't, it can't come down on you.
It's got like the, it slides up and down the.
Yeah. I like doing that because that way I don't have to have anybody else around.
Right.
If I overdo it and drop it on my chest and die.
That's probably safety first.
Yeah. But I'm feeling pretty good about that. And then I think we're going to be doing something pretty cool with Sports Map that will fix a lot of our problems.
Posting naked chicks?
No, we can't do that. Unfortunately.
It's the internet. It's the Wild West. Why can't you?
Yeah, I have a story about that, as a matter of fact, that I want to get to today, because I am baffled at the things that people have to apologize for now. It's amazing. So Astros are trailing 6-5 in the ninth, runner on second, and I think one out. So Is that correct, John? All right.
Yeah, another brilliant move by me. Lesson learned. You can only start Dallas Keuchel against the Royals.
Yeah.
Only the Royals.
Oh, for your fantasy teams?
Yes.
Not even the A's or the White Sox?
Dude, no, hell no. 5 runs in the first inning? They batted around in the first inning?
That's below average, AJ.
That's not great.
But,
it's not great.
Yeah, they've battled their way. They're battling to try to get back in this. But I went to the game last night with a bunch of the folks who are on Twitter, like ATX Hobo Girl and Christina, little Christina, the Blue Jays fan. The Blue Jays fans weren't happy that it was Christina and the wife. I have to say, I will not be going to any more baseball games on nights I work. Because, of course, 59 hasn't been a problem for about a week and a half. Once school's out, it's not as bad. Of course, last night, driving home, huge backup. Don't get home till 7:35. Don't get to the game until 8. And when I got there, there was still a line to get in. And then I get in there, and the whole first floor, the one problem with Minute Maid, it's not built to handle sellout crowds if the crowd is in the concourse.
Right.
It's just not big enough. Same thing with BBVA. And so people were in line for the $1 hot dogs, and I couldn't get around there. Whoops. That looks like a walk-off. And the Astros win. Who was that, John?
AJ's boy.
That's my Bregman.
Boy. A-B-F-A-B.
That's right.
But
I don't know why you guys are cheering. Dallas Keuchel still gave up 5 runs,
yeah.
6 runs.
Yeah, AJ can't get excited about
this.
I feel like Alex Bregman comes up with a lot of clutch hits.
He does.
Yeah.
He's a good player. I never said he wasn't a good player.
You said he wasn't a superstar.
I said he's not Chris Sale.
Yeah. Well.
And I just said he's a douchebag on the internet.
That's true.
And those two things I still stand by to this day.
Oh, he crushed that one.
Yeah. Well, but seriously, I'm not celebrating because Dallas Keuchel still got wrecked. That's all that matters to me.
It's
the Astros are going to make the playoffs. We know that's going to happen.
Yeah.
But, you know, my fantasy team, that's a different story. I need to really step it up.
That's kind of a fail.
Hey, Jung, which camera are we on?
We're on the one right in front of you.
That one?
Yes.
Is it because I'm now out of the picture on the other one?
Yes, I need to adjust that.
That's
actually a pretty good camera angle there, though.
With the one without me and only
no,
you?
No. Well, yeah, of course. No, the one that we have now.
I guess so.
Yeah, I mean, it looks good on the screen.
I don't ever look at the camera.
I don't either, but it doesn't look like you're looking off into, well, it looks a little bit like you're looking off into the.
Well, because I was looking over at Jong. That's what it looks like when I look at Jong.
Yeah. Now, I still can't figure out, like, that camera to me feels like what that camera should look like, but I can't keep track of it, so.
Yeah, I think we should have it on this one that I'm out of the screen on.
Why do you want to
make
that?
It the Fred show and with some like random voice that pops up?
No, I don't think so. It's not the Fred Fowler show. That was on the network years ago.
The good old days.
My Saturday nights were totally wasted for 2 years doing that show.
What a miserable experience.
At the time, man, I'm just trying to build up anything I can. And so I had an opportunity to do it, so I did. And it was a good experience doing a show by yourself because, you know, at least I feel like if I have to do something, you know, if you're running late or something like that, if I have to do some of the show by myself, I'm not too worried about it because, you know, I had to do 2 hours by myself. But, man, that sucked. Like every Saturday night, you know, to have to do that. And it was fun for a while, and then it turned into, dude, why am I doing this? You know, I want my Saturdays off.
Yeah.
So I can drink and be silly. 713-780-ESPN. So that's 2 out of 3 for your Astros with Bregman with the walk-off. That was, that was smoked. He knew it, too, the second he hit it. Always like that. Dude just looks up and says, see ya.
Yeah.
But, our two Blue Jays fans were not happy people last night that we took to the game with us. But it was a fun crew.
How many people did you go to the game with?
There are about 8 or 10 of us.
That sounds horrible.
No, it was the only horrible part.
How do you like?
The only horrible part was that they had started drinking about 5:30. So by the time I got there, there was no catching up. They were already pretty gone.
And just like
that's never as fun when you're the guy who's getting there late.
Who's behind?
Yeah.
It just seems like if you go to the game, there's 4 of you. it seems like the two people on the end have a hard time keeping up in conversation. Like you're almost saying, okay, number one, seat one and seat four, you guys aren't talking tonight.
Yeah, we bounced around though. I kind of like bounced around so I could talk to everybody for a few minutes.
Oh, see, I don't like that.
Yeah, it was fun. It just then we went to a rodeo goat afterwards, and you know, a couple people were pretty messed up. Not gonna lie, little Christina, she fell down.
Course, oh, nice. Publicly? Course,
well, apparently I didn't see it, but you know, she's short. It's not a it's not much of a fall. It's like a foot. But yeah, it was. And she's like, "You're going to talk about me tomorrow, aren't you?" I'm like, "Yeah."
Nice.
You fall down in public? Absolutely. I talk about it when I fall down in public. So 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Amos says, use the machines at the gym. Don't listen to AJ. Save your joints. Ronnie Coleman says he should have started using machines earlier.
You want gains or not?
I'm getting gains, man. Why?
You want to get on that swole team?
Dude, I had a personal trainer put this plan together for me.
I think that he put together like the old guy plan for you.
Well, I'm an old guy. What the hell?
No, I'm just trying to help you cheat the system a little bit.
I don't need to cheat the system.
Actually get strong.
If I cheat the system, I'm going to get some more testosterone shots. That'll cheat the system. I got no problem with that. It's not like I'm going to go to the Olympics or anything. That helps me bulk up, so be it. I'm all good. 713-780-ESPN on a What Are the Odds Wednesday. And big news in the World Cup is that Alemania did not advance.
That's news?
Yeah, it's defending champs.
Germany?
Yeah.
Why do you call them that other thing?
Because that's how you say it in Spanish.
Oh, I don't like that.
And when I first started watching soccer, it was always in Spanish. Alemania!
So Germany lost to South Korea?
Yeah, Jong kicked their ass.
Oh,
the Jong stepped up.
My mentions were on fire this morning.
Oh, I bet.
Everybody was thanking me because I was the only Korean they knew.
I mean, that's shameful, honestly. Oh, that's embarrassing.
Well, and all of Mexico fans are thanking the Korea fans. It's like, how about you get on your team for getting your ass kicked 3-0?
See, the thing is, if Mexico won, then Korea would have advanced too. So,
ooh,
you're welcome.
Really?
Thank you. Yes.
Damn. All right, quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap
94.1. You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz, 713-780-ESPN. It is a What Are the Odds Wednesday. Astros 2 in a row, won it 7-0 last night, and a walk-off 7-6 today. Not a great performance by Dallas Keuchel after two really good ones. And I love this. I love how fast things change in the sports world. I'm looking at a tweet that came across about Johnny Manziel.
Mm-hmm.
It says, Johnny Manziel isn't getting traded, and here's why. Apparently, there's already talk of the Ticats trading Manziel because the other guy's so good.
No, I would trade him. I'd trade him now. Get out of that mess.
Yeah, well, that's their own choice. El Jefe sent a tweet with the hashtag, thank you, Jong. From Jose. Yeah. Jong has done a lot for me, but nothing as big as what he did for my people today. Viva Korea. Really?
Well, that's good. Pay your dues. Pay your respects.
Yeah, well, that's good. I mean, that was very nice of what Jong's people did. But by the same token, if I'm a Mexico fan, aren't I a little worried that they got their ass kicked so bad?
I mean, I would be.
Yeah.
By a bunch of Vikings?
Yeah. So, who will they match up with in the next round, Jong? Do we know?
I have no idea.
See, you're supposed to know this stuff.
I'm not a soccer guy.
Well, none of us are really soccer guys, but your team actually won.
Oh, Jefe photoshopped my face on the Mexican flag.
That's good. It looks nice. Mexico matches up with Brazil.
Ooh, that's not good.
That's not good?
Who do this? Yeah, Brazil's good at soccer.
Yeah, I would guess so.
God, that's good. Poor Mexico. Like, they start off, they beat Germany, but this year's going to be different. And every year they get out of qualification, and every year they go out in a round of 16. And now they get Brazil.
And they will play, Sweden will play Switzerland in the round of 16.
See, I pretty much always think of those as the same country. So it doesn't really matter to me.
That's pretty racist of you.
Racist? No. Bigoted, yes.
If I said I think Brazil and Mexico are the same country, that would be racist, right?
Well, one's in South America and one's in North America. That's not even close. They're nowhere near each other. Sweden and Switzerland are like both in Europe with a bunch of white people.
Okay.
And I'm getting a text from my friend from Sweden. I'm just kidding. Jeez.
You have friends from Sweden?
Yeah, I got friends pretty much everywhere.
Not me.
But I'm glad Germany's out. I kind of want Mexico to beat Brazil. Because in my bracket, I didn't think I could win if Germany or Brazil won, right? Because that's who everybody picked.
Right. So I went now Germany's out.
And Germany's out, so that's good. That gets rid of about half the field, at least. I have France winning it. That's my kind of long shot, based on what people who know stuff told me. I was either going to go with France, England, or Spain, and I decided against England just because they never win. And, France gets Argentina in the round of 16, and Argentina has kind of sucked.
Okay.
So I like their chances of getting through there. That's your soccer talk for the day.
I pick Belgium because I like waffles.
Yeah, waffles are good.
And they make good beer there.
Yeah. Let's try a couple calls, see how it goes here.
These calls about soccer?
Well, let the people have one. What is that, Martin? Is that a Martin?
Yeah.
Okay, what's up, Martin?
Hey, sports. Hey, no, I just wanted to real quick give a shout out to Chong and his people for.
Did you call him Chong?
For the knockout stage. You know, from all Mexican and Mexican Americans, we thank y'all. Thank you a lot.
All right.
You know what, Chong?
Chong.
I think you should go to the nearest, after the show, I think you should go to the nearest Mexican sports bar and let people buy you drinks all night.
That does seem fair.
Yeah. I think they would, too.
I've had multiple offers of, I'll buy you a taco. We should do tequila shots. I asked people on Twitter to buy me Chipotle. And
dude, you're going to have 40 like Chipotle?
I like Chipotle. People were like,
Freebirds is so much better than Chipotle.
But where's the nearest one around here?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Like Bunker Hill, probably?
There's actually one somewhere down west. There used to be one down Westheimer here.
But, I was kidding, but somebody was like, no, I'll buy you one. But I was like, no, it's okay. And I don't want to do tequila shots in the middle of the day.
Why not? It's not like we haven't done that before. We somehow survive. Sometimes those shows work out really well. I think it would be awesome if you got totally trashed on tequila and started singing the Mexican national anthem. That would be badass. I would love to see that. So, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. And trying to catch up with the text line because I didn't. Somebody says, who's taller, Kemp or Altuve without cleats?
I think Kemp is taller.
Yeah, it's close.
It's close, though.
Yeah. But, I will read this one. So Germany is out till the next World Cup thanks to South Korea. Basically, long time no see.
Stop. No can do.
No can do.
Long time no see isn't racist against Koreans. It's against Native Americans. Come on, guys. Get your racist talk in order.
Yeah, there's a Freebirds in the Heights, too.
Oh, see, there you go.
Yeah, the only negative to last night, well, besides the fact that it's just that hot dog... the $1 hot dog stuff. I still don't get why you pay $40 for tickets to buy a $1 hot dog.
If you're going to eat 40 hot dogs, it does make sense.
If I'm going to, I'd rather pay $5 for the hot dog and not wait in line, but that's me. That part was crazy, but
I'm just not a hot dog eater.
I had people going after me because Jake Marisnyk had a good game.
I saw that.
I'm like, what the?
Yeah, they were saying the same thing to me. I just ignored it because it's absurd.
Well, yeah. The guy's hitting 187. Yes, he made a great catch last night.
Yeah. I mean, if you're a major leaguer, eventually you should have a good game, right?
Theoretically.
Eventually, it's going to happen.
3-2 says France is not really a long shot. They've won World Cups before. Yeah, but they were like 12-1 before, according to Vegas. So I'm going to go with that's a long shot.
Yeah.
They weren't the favorites. That's why I kind of, that's why I took them. I thought they had a legitimate chance, and I was just trying to not pick Brazil or Germany because I didn't think I could win with that. So 713-780-ESPN. Apparently the Simpsons predicted Mexico versus Portugal, but they did not say the winner.
I saw that. I remember that was like in 1999.
The Simpsons get everything right.
Well, but let's also keep in mind the Simpsons have been on forever.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's enough World Cups are going to get played that one day they'll be right and we'll be like, "Oh my god, the Simpsons, they knew it all along." I mean, how many World Cups have passed since 1999 where it wasn't Mexico versus Portugal?
Well, we don't care about that.
AJ, we just want that one time.
What are the odds you're screwing with the facts?
It's like you know what it's like? It's like when you're at a poker table and you've got like one out on the river and you say one time.
Yeah.
You use up your one time.
I would not do that with one out.
It doesn't change anything.
Oh. You don't know that.
Oh, I know.
The poker gods,
I know, trust me.
The poker gods may smile upon you.
They're not changing that
card. Just because they don't smile on you in that situation.
They're not changing that card. What's done is done.
All right. I think 818 has the text of the day so far. The Germans should have known better than have gone to Russia expecting a win.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
It does take some World War II knowledge to get the joke, which usually jokes, especially this day and age, if your joke requires any sort of historical knowledge, it's probably going to be wasted.
Yeah. What are they talking?
Like, I get the premise of it is strong, but people today are too stupid to figure that out.
No, but we figured it out right away.
Well, we're smarts, Fred.
But I think a lot of people get that. I mean, certainly people know their World War II history, right? Didn't we all have to learn that? John, didn't you have to learn that in school?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
All right. What's I can't read the name because of
Doug.
Doug.
Oh, is
yeah. Oh, yeah.
What?
Dougie Fresh.
What's up, Doug?
Hey, what's up?
Sports. Doug. Yeah. Told you. Hey,
so I apologize to the rest of Houston for this question, but this is for Fred. What are the odds that Tavares actually lands in the motherland known as Toronto Maple Leafs land?
Oh, is this a hockey trade talk?
No, it's the biggest hockey free agent of the last decade.
Oh, Lord.
So I'm going to go 10%. I hope to God he winds up in Toronto because then the Leafs would have two of the best young centers in the game. But I don't know. I think it's probably going to be San Jose or he winds up back in New York. But
thank God we took that call.
Do me a favor, though. On hockey questions, just tweet me. I'll respond to your tweet because the rest of there's.
Do you want to know anything about high school track today? Do you have any?
No high school track. No high school track. I mean, listen, you guys know I love hockey and I especially love the Maple Leafs, but I also know that I hear radios being turned off all over the city when that comes up. And the only people who care are probably people that I know because there's like eight of us that like hockey and we all know each other. So just hit me up on Twitter with that or send me an email. I'll be happy to share my thoughts in detail. Although I will say one thing about, like, when I've written about hockey on SportsMap, it's done a lot better than I thought it would. And I think that's because nobody in the city writes hockey.
Yeah.
Maybe. Or maybe I'm just popular, AJ. Maybe people just love my stuff. I got more hits than your UFC stuff.
It's not surprising.
So
you're a very big deal.
That's not
become very famous.
Not according to the president.
You've become very famous.
All right, guys. If you want to get in on a What Are the Odds Wednesday, 713-780-3776. And I have to tell you about Thrive Plus. And remember I was telling you about little Christina and how she had a rough night last night? Well, she tweeted out today, thanks to Thrive Plus. I feel a lot better than I should. And she had some last night. And I have a few friends that have tried it that I've given them some to try. And they're all saying they all went and bought it because it doesn't matter. If you're going to drink a lot, you definitely need it. If you're only going to drink a little, it's great too. Like I only had a few drinks last night, but I took my Thrive Plus before I went to bed and I got up this morning. rocking and rolling, getting sports map done and doing all kinds of stuff and feeling like I hadn't had anything to drink. And that's why, that's what Thrive Plus is so good. And it's real simple. You just take three capsules after your last alcoholic beverage or before going to bed. Now, in her case, I'm really surprised she remembered to take it before going to bed, but she did. And it made all the difference for her this morning. She was able to go to work. What this does, it reduces alcohol's negative effects. It gives your liver what it needs to process alcohol and its toxic byproducts. And Brooks is a Princeton graduate. He's the founder. He's a good dude. They've got five PhDs between them. And trust me, he knows everything there is to know about this. If you don't feel at least 50% better the next day, they're going to give you your money back. And I keep getting asked this, does it work? And it's like, okay, you guys know I drink. Yes, it works, believe me. So whether it's one drink, five drinks, just take three Thrive Plus capsules. Dollar a capsule, it's $3, and you're going to feel better the next day. And your liver's going to thank you too. And they're based in Houston, so if you order before 4 o'clock, you're going to get the product on your doorstep the next day. So guess what? If you're planning to go out Friday night, get that order in tomorrow. And it's going to make all the difference in the world. So order Thrive Plus, go to DecideThrive.com. That's DecideThrive.com. They're even on Amazon. So if you want to order that way, simply search Thrive Plus on Amazon. But the easy way, just go to DecideThrive.com. I don't drink without it. Neither should you. DecideThrive.com.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to The Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. Yeah, I'm getting a bunch of people texting in that they like hockey. 281 says, hey, Fred, go Bruins. Now there's nine in Houston. Well, except you're a Bruins fan, so I don't really like the Bruins. Don't die over there, Brandon. We're just experimenting.
That actually might help a little, yeah.
Yeah, did you? He just changed how bright it is?
Yeah, he turned the real lights off.
Oh, okay. 817 said, just tried Thrive Plus. It really does work. See? Christina said she did not go to work today. Okay.
Just kidding.
No, she was off, I guess, because she was going to the afternoon game.
Oh, okay, okay.
Whew. So, Maximilian asking, what are the odds you'd try rock climbing as a workout? Eventually, I might try that. My problem is still, my biggest problem with climbing and things like that is that my left shoulder is a complete wreck, and I can't extend it because I've had like four surgeries on it.
Mm.
So, I mean, it's fine for like quick bursts of weightlifting and things like that. But even the rare times I try to play basketball now, I can't even rebound with my left hand. I have to pull it down with my right. So it just, I don't have any range of motion in that thing. I don't know how much that would affect it. That's what sucks. It limits me on trying to do fun stuff because there's a lot of things I'd like to try. And that's why I just keep running and lifting weights now, is because, you know, I'm basically playing whatever sport or whatever thing I'm trying to do. It's with one arm. Gracias Korean Jesus says, let Jong know that every drink for the rest of the summers are on me. Okay, that is in a binding arrangement. So, dude, you should be taking advantage of this. I would go out. I think you and Teresa should go out in your Korea shirts tonight and go to a Mexican bar and just let people get you guys lit. They're going to celebrate. They're going to party. You should be a part of it.
But I don't want to get lit.
Why? What's wrong with you?
You can buy me dinner. Can go get some tacos or something.
Dude, okay, can we get some fun Koreans in here that will take advantage of this?
I mean,
it's a fiesta, man. This is a big deal.
Teresa is now married to a Korean. Can she party?
I don't know. Does that count? It's like I can't really celebrate when Canada does something. Of course, they never do anything. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Somebody asking, Nancy's Hustle headed there tonight without a reservation. Is there room at the bar to grab dinner? There's just two of us. If you get there like before 5:15 or so, yeah, there usually is. After that, good man. It's like every time we try to walk by there, you know, a couple times a week and see if there's the bars open so we can go in and grab a couple spots and get dinner. And it never is. But if you get there earlier, like the wife's been able to do it a couple times with her friends, but they get there before 6. So, you know, I get left out, of course. But Somebody asked, how'd you wreck your shoulder? It was a football injury back in high school that just kept getting worse and worse. It was so stupid. Back then, if it was too wet to practice, we'd run plays in the gym. And I was running a crossing route and tripped and landed on my shoulder. And I couldn't move it. And then so the next play, when I went up to catch the ball with one hand, the coach calls me over and tells me to lift my arm, and I can't. And so it had dislocated my shoulder. So they just popped it back in. I'm like, fine, I'll keep playing. And then it got I played with it like that for a while. But then every time it would get bumped, it would pop out again. The same thing that Mbamute had, only it just kept getting progressively worse and worse and worse. And so one day it popped out and I couldn't put it back in. So they had to, they did a surgery and they redid the whole thing and rebuilt it. And then a year later, I did the same thing playing basketball. So yeah, it's basically an old high school football injury that just got worse and worse over time.
Did they just not have the science to fix you back then?
This was 85, the first one. And I'm sure that they have a much better surgery now. This one, they basically took all the ligaments on it and reattached them further up the shoulder and then stuck a pin in the top of it. So that's why I have no range of motion. And I'm sure that there's a better surgery now. I don't want to go through the last rehab was like 8 months driving around with one arm, and I had a standard at the time. It's just like, I'm too old for that.
I need to have a shoulder surgery too.
Yeah, so I'm sure if I went to an orthopedic surgeon and said, hey man, take a look at this. Is there a way to fix this a little better? But I mean, what am I going to use it for at this point? You know, as long as I can use the arm for normal stuff, which is what I do, I can still swing a golf club. I can still swing a baseball bat. I guess I could still play baseball or softball technically, but anything where I have to extend it to climb or reach, I can't do. So, ask John where I can get a Korea shirt. I'm going to shave my head and try to get free drinks. That's a great idea. Go around telling your Jong Lee. Yeah, I like that. I was at Hooters today, saw some guys that look Korean and bought them a beer.
That's racist. They're like, hey, dude, we're Vietnamese. That's super racist.
This is 85. You were in high school at age 20. Dummy, I heard it when I was in high school. I never got it operated on until I was older. Jeez. Why is it that there are so many dickweed texters that just try to pick apart everything you say? My goodness.
I was five when in 1985.
1985 was when I got it operated on the first time. And yeah, by then I was in college, okay? Duh.
I was in kindergarten.
Yeah. You know, but yeah, I mean, I played with it like that for almost 5 years before I finally couldn't get it to where it would go back in on its own. And that's why I had to get it operated on.
Kyle on Twitter asked if the Astros should trade for Jay Bruce. Mets are in the tank. Jay Bruce has been fighting injury, should be very cheap. He will be due for a hot streak after coming off the DL. I don't think the Astros need any more outfield-type bats.
Plus, doesn't he still have a pretty big contract to deal with? I thought he was really expensive.
I thought so, too.
I could be wrong about that.
But either way, no, they don't need that guy. They've got Kyle Tucker in the wings.
That's the thing. I mean,
all it does is slow things down.
I still wouldn't mind. Well, a month ago, I would have told you, well, if Josh Donaldson gets healthy and he's available for a rental, I would do that. But is he going to be any better than Evan Gattis has been for you the last month?
I don't think so.
I mean, that's what you'd use him for, right? I mean, maybe is he an upgrade over Yuli?
I don't think so.
So that's the thing. I heard today
Yuli Gurriel leads the league in batting average with runners in scoring position.
Mm.
I'm not replacing him with a guy who's hitting 230 or whatever Josh Donaldson's hitting. No thanks. I think Josh Donaldson might just be a dude who's kind of hit the wall, and now he's...
Yeah, and well, with all the injuries and...
Yeah, maybe piles up.
Maybe he's not on the roids anymore.
When was he the MVP? 2015?
Yeah.
And he's gotten progressively worse every year since.
When he did get healthy last year, he was pretty good, but Longhorn Dimitri asking, is Bregman the second best Astro?
No.
No.
Bregman's like the fifth or sixth best Astro.
I think he's better than that.
Is he better than Justin Verlander?
Well, let's talk position players first.
Okay. Because that's fair. That's a different conversation.
Let's start with that because, I mean, Altuve, is
Altuve is the number one.
He's the best hitter.
Easy.
Yeah. I'll still take Correa, although, you know, the numbers are getting pretty similar between those two.
Yeah.
You know, same thing with Springer. I'd say he's in the conversation for third. How's that?
That's fair.
He or Springer.
I think that's fair.
And then if you want to start talking pitchers, now you got a different issue because I think Verlander, Cole, and Morton right now I would put ahead of.
I kind of would too.
Almost everybody on offense. So, yeah, he says non-pitchers.
Okay.
So
non-pitchers is a different conversation.
Conversation for third. How's that?
I think conversation for third. I'll still take Altuve and Correa. Beyond that, I'll listen to just about anybody.
Yeah, because now you're into that. Basically, Springer, Bregman, Gurriel, and you know, Gattis has been on fire.
Although Gattis is still for the season hitting like 240.
Yeah, yeah, he's still, and that's probably where he's going to wind up. I mean, that's kind of what he's been.
Yeah.
So. Bregman will move up once Correa leaves for the Yankees. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Guys, get off of that, too.
Even if he does, who cares?
I don't think he's going to the... I don't think he's going to the Yankees. I think there's...
Way more likely he'll go to the Red Sox.
Well, thing is... Well, let's go back to that conversation we were having yesterday about shortstops. There might be guys that they prefer at shortstop to Carlos Correa to spend a bunch of money on.
Yeah.
And both those teams... have pretty good shortstops now, but they'll certainly be in the market.
What's funny is, you know, a year ago, it seemed like basically a given that the Yankees were going to throw the farm at Manny Machado and Bryce Harper this offseason. So now they've already got, Giancarlo Stanton, who they don't have a position for, and, you know, Didi Gregorius is playing shortstop for him. He's been way better than I think they could have expected. He's a really good defensive player. And then at third base, that Andujar kid, who's a rookie, he's 23 years old. He's hit 11 home runs, 35 batted in this year. Like,
yeah.
Why are you going to go out and spend a bunch of money when you've got these guys? And
that's the thing. And if you sign Manny,
where's he going to play?
Mm-hmm. You're probably not going after Correa in a couple years.
Probably not.
So,
all right, guys, got to tell you about Tri Eagle Energy. And I'm telling you about them because I want to help you out. Because there's a lot of energy providers out there, and they always have different offers. And they might, some of them will say, oh, we'll give you free weekends. We'll give you free days. How about the first week of the month for free? How about a cash bonus? List goes on and on and on. And you may have fallen for one of those offers because it sounds good up front. But then months later, you find out, you're paying a higher rate, or there's additional fees tacked onto your bill. That is garbage. Tri-Eagle, they keep it simple. The rate you see, it's the rate you pay. No gimmicks, no minimum usage fees, no charges for going over a certain amount of electricity. Just good, honest business from a good, honest, born-in-Texas company. Give them a call, 877-93-EAGLE, or log on to TriEagleEnergy.com. Use promo code ESPN. You'll get yourself an additional discount, and now's a good time to do it. Rates are rising. They're going to peak in July or August. If you can get into a new contract, now's the time to do it with Tri-Eagle. 877-93-EAGLE or TriEagleEnergy.com. Remember, promo code ESPN, PUCT license number 10064.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to The Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. Yeah, I'm getting a bunch of people texting in that they like hockey. 281 says, hey, Fred, go Bruins. Now there's 9 in Houston. Well, except you're a Bruins fan, so I don't really like the Bruins. Don't die over there, Brandon. We're just experimenting.
That actually might help a little, yeah.
Yeah, did you? He just changed how bright it is?
Yeah, he turned the real lights off.
Oh, okay. 817 said, just tried Thrive Plus. It really does work. See? Christina said she did not go to work today. Okay.
Just kidding.
No, she was off, I guess, because she was going to the afternoon game.
Oh, okay.
Whew. So, Maximilian asking, what are the odds you'd try rock climbing as a workout? Eventually, I might try that. My problem is still, my biggest problem with climbing and things like that is that my left shoulder is a complete wreck. And it's I can't extend it because I've had like four surgeries on it.
Mm.
So, I mean, it's fine for like quick bursts of weightlifting and things like that. But even the rare times I try to play basketball now, I can't even rebound with my left hand. I have to pull it down with my right. So it just I don't have any range of motion in that thing. I don't know how much that would affect it. That's what sucks. It limits me on trying to do fun stuff because there's a lot of things I'd like to try. And that's why I just keep running and lifting weights now is because you know I'm basically playing whatever sport or whatever thing I'm trying to do. It's with one arm. Gracias Korean Jesus says, let Jong know that every drink for the rest of the summers are on me. Okay, that is in a binding arrangement. So, dude, you should be taking advantage of this. I would go out. I think you and Teresa should go out in your Korea shirts tonight and go to a Mexican bar and just let people get you guys lit. They're going to celebrate. They're going to party. You should be a part of it.
But I don't want to get lit.
Why? What's wrong with you?
You can buy me dinner. Can go get some tacos or something.
Dude, okay, can we get some fun Koreans in here that will take advantage of this?
I mean,
it's a fiesta, man. This is a big deal.
Teresa is now married to a Korean. Can she party?
I don't know. Does that count? It's like I can't really celebrate when Canada does something. Of course they never do anything. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Somebody asking, Nancy's Hustle headed there tonight without a reservation. Is there room at the bar to grab dinner? There's just two of us. If you get there like before 5:15 or so, yeah, there usually is. After that, good man. It's like every time we try to walk by there, you know, a couple times a week and see if there's the bars open so we can go in and grab a couple spots and get dinner. And it never is. But if you get there earlier, like the wife's been able to do it a couple times with her friends, but they get there before 6. So, you know, I get left out, of course. But somebody asked, how'd you wreck your shoulder? It was a football injury back in high school that just kept getting worse and worse. It was so stupid. Back then, if it was too wet to practice, we'd run plays in the gym. And I was running a crossing route and tripped and landed on my shoulder. And I couldn't move it. And then so the next play, when I went up to catch the ball with one hand, the coach calls me over and tells me to lift my arm, and I can't. And so it had dislocated my shoulder. So they just popped it back in. I'm like, fine, I'll keep playing. And then it got I played with it like that for a while. But then every time it would get bumped, it would pop out again. The same thing that Mbamute had, only it just kept getting progressively worse and worse and worse. And so one day it popped out and I couldn't put it back in. So they had to, they did a surgery and they redid the whole thing and rebuilt it. And then a year later, I did the same thing playing basketball. So yeah, it's basically an old high school football injury that just got worse and worse over time.
Did they just not have the science to fix you back then?
This was 85, the first one. And I'm sure that they have a much better surgery now. This one, they basically took all the ligaments on it and reattached them further up the shoulder and then stuck a pin in the top of it. So that's why I have no range of motion. And I'm sure that there's a better surgery now. I don't want to go through the last rehab was like 8 months driving around with one arm, and I had a standard at the time. It's just like, I'm too old for that.
I need to have a shoulder surgery too.
Yeah, so I'm sure if I went to an orthopedic surgeon and said, hey man, take a look at this. Is there a way to fix this a little better? But I mean, what am I going to use it for at this point? You know, as long as I can use the arm for normal stuff, which is what I do, I can still swing a golf club. I can still swing a baseball bat. And I guess I could still play baseball or softball technically, but anything where I have to extend it to climb or reach, I can't do. So, ask John where I can get a Korea shirt. I'm going to shave my head and try to get free drinks. That's a great idea. Go around telling him you're Jong Lee. Yeah, I like that. I was at Hooters today, saw some guys that look Korean and bought them a beer.
That's racist. They're like, hey, dude, we're Vietnamese. That's super racist.
This is 85. You were in high school at age 20. Dummy, I heard it when I was in high school. I never got it operated on until I was older. Jeez. Why is it that there are so many dickweed texters that just try to pick apart everything you say? My goodness.
I was five when you were, when in 1985. No,
1985 was when I got it operated on the first time. And yeah, by then I was in college, okay? Duh.
I was in kindergarten.
You know, but yeah, I mean, I played with it like that for almost 5 years before I finally couldn't get it to where it would go back in on its own. And that's why I had to get it operated on.
Kyle on Twitter asked if the Astros should trade for Jay Bruce. Mets are in the tank. Jay Bruce has been fighting injury, should be very cheap. He will be due for a hot streak after coming off the DL. I don't think the Astros need any more outfield type bats.
Plus, doesn't he still have a pretty big contract to deal with? I thought he was really expensive.
I thought so too.
I could be wrong about that.
But either way, no, they don't need that guy. They've got Kyle Tucker in the wings. Like,
that's the thing. I mean,
does it slow things down?
I still wouldn't mind. Well, a month ago, I would have told you, well, if Josh Donaldson gets healthy and he's available for a rental, I would do that. But is he going to be any better than Evan Gattis has been for you the last month?
I don't think so.
I mean, that's what you'd use him for, right? I mean, maybe is he an upgrade over Yuli?
I don't think so.
So that's the thing. I heard today
Yuli Gurriel leads the league in batting average with runners in scoring position.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm not replacing him with a guy who's hitting 230 or whatever Josh Donaldson's hitting. No thanks. I think Josh Donaldson might just be a dude who's kind of hit the wall, and now he's...
Yeah, and well, with all the injuries and...
Yeah, maybe, that stuff
maybe,
piles up.
Maybe he's not on the roids anymore.
When was he the MVP? 2015?
Yeah.
And he's gotten progressively worse every year since?
When he did get healthy last year, he was pretty good, but... Longhorn Dimitri asking, is Bregman the second best Astro?
No.
No.
Bregman's like the fifth or sixth best Astro.
I think he's better than that.
Is he better than Justin Verlander?
All right, well, let's talk position players first.
Okay. Because well, that's fair. That's a different conversation.
Let's start with that because, I mean, Altuve is
the number
one. Best hitter.
Easy.
Yeah. I'll still take Correa, although, you know, the numbers are getting pretty similar between those two.
Yeah.
You know, same thing with Springer. I'd say he's in the conversation for third. How's that?
That's fair.
He or Springer.
I think that's fair.
And then if you want to start talking pitchers, now you got a different issue because I think Verlander, Cole, and Morton right now I would put ahead of.
I kind of would too.
Almost everybody on offense. So... Yeah, he says non-pitchers.
Okay.
So
non-pitchers is a different conversation.
Conversation for third. How's that?
I think conversation for third. I'll still take Altuve and Correa. Beyond that, I'll listen to just about anybody.
Yeah, because now you're into that. Basically, Springer, Bregman, Gurriel, and you know, Gattis has been on fire.
Although Gattis is still, for the season, hitting like 240
something. Yeah, he's still... And that's probably where he's going to wind up. I mean, that's kind of what he's been.
Yeah.
So, Bregman will move up once Correa leaves for the Yankees. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Guys, get off of that, too.
Even if he does, who cares?
I don't think he's going to the... I don't think he's going to the Yankees. I think there's...
Way more likely he'll go to the Red Sox.
Well, thing is... Well, let's go back to that conversation we were having yesterday about shortstops. There might be guys that they prefer... A shortstop to Carlos Correa to spend a bunch of money on.
Yeah.
And both those teams have pretty good shortstops now, but they'll certainly be in the market.
What's funny is, you know, a year ago, it seemed like basically a given that the Yankees were going to throw the farm at Manny Machado and Bryce Harper this offseason. So now they've already got, Giancarlo Stanton, who they don't have a position for. And, you know, Didi Gregorius is playing shortstop for him. He's been way better than I think they could have expected. He's a really good defensive player. And then at third base, that Andujar kid, who's a rookie, he's 23 years old. He's hit 11 home runs, 35 batted in this year. Like,
yeah,
why are you going to go out and spend a bunch of money when you've got these guys? And
that's the thing. And if you go, if you sign Manny,
where's he going to play?
Mm-hmm. You're probably not going after Correa in a couple of years.
Probably that's not.
So,
all right, guys, got to tell you about Tri Eagle Energy. And I'm telling you about them because I want to help you out. Because there's a lot of energy providers out there, and they always have different offers. And they might, someone will say, oh, we'll give you free weekends. We'll give you free days. How about the first week of the month for free? How about a cash bonus? List goes on and on and on. And you may have fallen for one of those offers because it sounds good up front. But then months later, you find out you're paying a higher rate or there's additional fees tacked onto your bill. That is garbage. Tri-Eagle, they keep it simple. The rate you see, it's the rate you pay. No gimmicks, no minimum usage fees, no charges for going over a certain amount of electricity. Just good, honest business from a good, honest, born-in-Texas company. Give them a call, 877-93-EAGLE, or log on to TriEagleEnergy.com. Use promo code ESPN. You'll get yourself an additional discount, and now's a good time to do it. Rates are rising. They're going to peak in July or August. If you can get into a new contract, now's the time to do it with Tri-Eagle. 877-93-EAGLE or TriEagleEnergy.com. Remember, promo code ESPN, PUCT license number 10064.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Superior Window Company will only install quality windows made for Texas heat and Texas homes. Get your windows now at the 4th of July window sale at Superior and get 25% off custom-made windows. Call Superior at 281-377-8929.
Granger stands for safety, and they know what safety stands for. S, safety. A, all about safety. F, feeling good about safety. E, extreme safety. T, talking about safety. Y, you guessed it, safety. First aid kits, eyewash stations, fire protection. You name it. For over 90 years, they've been helping to keep facilities safe and people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your BACK. Call or click Grainger.com to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. Home
Advisor. Just announced, Mexico versus Uruguay at Energy Stadium. The Mexican national team returns to Houston Friday, September 7th for their last stop of the 2018 U.S. Tour. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster for as low as $30. Mexico versus Uruguay, September 7th. See you there.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text BODY to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text BODY to 321321. That's B-O-D-Y to 321321.
The Sugarland Skeeters are back for another exciting home stand. Join us for another Margarita and Dollar Dog Monday, plus Mondays are Military Mondays. Fans with military ID, get in free. Tuesdays are two for Tuesdays, so that means buy one, get one field box tickets. Then kids get in free on Wednesdays. Oh, and don't miss out on Thirsty Thursdays, $2 beer and sodas. This Friday is 80s night, and after the game, the Spasmatics will be live in concert. It's affordable family fun all season long with the Sugarland Skeeters. Visit SugarlandSkeeters.com.
I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA. Quarter piece, got war and peace inside my DNA. I got
live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Can we stow the Correa's going to leave the Astros for at least a couple of years?
All right.
That's one
I'll
of
give
those.
It some time.
Yeah. I've never.
I say it now as a joke, but.
I know. But it is funny how there's people who seriously care about this right now. I've never quite.
He's here for the long term. I'm
quite gotten the whole.
Or at least for the.
When James Harden's 5-year contract is up, do you think he'll leave the Rockets?
That's the way fans think.
It's like whenever they have a good player, it's like, oh, he's going to leave for somewhere else. Remember, it's like, oh, do you think J.J. Watt's going to continue to want to play for the Texans if they suck? And then he signs a long-term deal, and you still get the same questions from people. Do you think he's going to want to go to Green Bay? It's like, well, dude's making $16 million a year. He signed an extension. Now, the Texans may not want him after this year, and they would be able to get rid of him, and he might go there then. But how do you think the United States is going to do in the 2026 World Cup, AJ? There's some 12-year-olds out there who can really play.
My buddy Randy's texting me, and I asked him where he ranks. He's like a mega Astros fan,
yeah,
way more than me. And I said, where do you rank Bregman in importance on the Astros, hitters only? He says third.
Okay.
Ahead of Springer.
All right. I could see that.
Could also be some recency bias because Springer's playing like trash right now and Bregman's on fire.
Yeah. Blaine said, I think Bregman's arrow's still pointing up. I think Correa's arrow's getting closer to horizontal. We were kind of talking about that yesterday a lot on Correa. But, yeah, I would say he's still third. And you could make an argument for those other guys, but it just kind of depends on what you prefer. He sure is clutch, man. That's got to count for a little bit. He's come up with a lot of big hits.
We talked during the break a little bit again, carrying over from yesterday's conversation about it. I think maybe we just jumped the gun a little bit on Carlos Correa being, you know, like we all assumed that he was going to be like in that Mike Trout conversation, like a top five player in the league, which he still can be. That's the hard part because he's 23.
Yeah.
And he hasn't peaked. And like you said, he looks like he should be. Like he looks the part more than anybody.
Physically, he's one of those guys that when he walks on the field, you look at him and say, that's the best player on the field. But it hasn't translated to that yet. And Lamont, I know it's early, but should the Texans fire Brian Gain? There you go.
Yes.
Should they cut Deshaun Watson?
Yes.
Yeah. Let's do that too.
It's time.
He's
had his run.
Yeah, I'm glad people are interested in stuff like that, but it's so far off. And you want to start talking about what you do with Dallas Keuchel at the end of the year, that's a different conversation. He's going to be a free agent. And I think he's pitching himself out of an awful lot of money right now.
Yeah.
Somebody will still pay him.
Although he didn't get the loss today.
Nope.
Never forget.
All right, I had something that this is one of those things that kind of drives me nuts. And you can tell me if this makes me a sexist pig.
Yes.
Well, let me tell you what it is first.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Apparently, Getty Images did this gallery called World Cup 2018, The Sexiest Fans. And then did a bunch of pictures of hot women from different countries. And, of course, it had a tagline that said, talk about a knockout round. Well, apparently, this caused an incredible backlash. Apparently, people don't expect this kind of thing from Getty Images. And they had to apologize. Said, earlier, we published a piece, World Cup 2018, The Sexiest Fans, that did not meet our editorial standards.
Actually, we published 16 pieces.
Oh, there was a lot of pieces. We regret the area and remove the piece. There are many interesting stories to tell about the World Cup, and we acknowledge this was not one of them. When did we get where we can't do galleries of attractive women?
And I don't know.
Respectable news organizations will have websites that have, oh, here's the hottest cheerleaders of this team. And Getty Images sells photos. That's what they do. My goodness. So, and you know what? Team Russia, pretty good.
I saw there's some hot Russian chicks out there.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry. I tend to admire some of these pictures. They're very artsy, very well done, very attractive. But no, they had to apologize for it. And we use Getty Images on Sports Map, and I kind of want to go now and search for hot women and use those on all the gambling guides from now on. Just pick the hottest woman from...
It's a good move.
Whatever team Jerry thinks is a dead mortal lock, and use that. Man, he's I haven't checked today's results from the one he posted this morning, but he's been on fire with the World Cup, if you're into World Cup betting. He's up like his latest stretch, you're up over 40 units if you followed him.
Jeez. Yeah. Good for him.
Yeah, he's doing really well with it. I've been taking a few of his plays here and there, and now that I can't really bet ties anymore because we're out of the
tie range.
Yeah.
Well, aren't there's still two games left, right?
Yeah, but I'm not really interested.
Or four in games tomorrow. Left.
So 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. Cron and local TV news sites get major traffic of Texans cheerleader photos. I know because
of course they do.
Yeah, absolutely.
ESPN just put out a body issue.
Yeah. Which I don't like.
You think they do that because it doesn't sell? Please.
So I just don't get it. I'd love for somebody to tell me why I'm wrong about this. And that I'm a sexist pig. I mean, you can tell me I'm a sexist pig because we all know that. But in this case, I'm just... You know what? That's what I'm going to do. Whenever there's one of our World Cup wrap-ups or something, I'm going to look for the sexiest fan from whatever country. And I'm just going to run it. And... let Getty Images know.
That's what I'm talking about.
I think maybe because you don't expect that kind of stuff from Getty. Like, I guess if it's the same thing, like if you took a Deadspin headline and you put it on the AP, people don't expect that from AP. So then you'll get some complaints there, right?
I guess, except I've seen, I'm on that site a lot because we use their photos. I've seen a lot of stuff where, maybe not a gallery, but they take photos like that all the time. And... is it the kind of thing that, it's the kind of thing people care about. Because I thought it was kind of cool. It's like, oh, wow, I'm Team Russia. I like this Russian one. Oh, well. Hey, guys, got to tell you about Texan Can Academy. And listen, if you've got a vehicle, doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in, you're going to fix it up. It's been sitting in that garage. Maybe it's been sitting out in your backyard and you were like, okay, I'm going to fix it up and get it running again. And you never got around to it. Maybe you got some flood damage. Doesn't matter what kind of vehicle either. It could be a tractor, a car, a motorcycle, a truck. It could be a four-wheeler. And it's just sitting there and you don't know what to do with it. Well, donate it to Texans Can Academies. They're going to come and tow it free of charge. They're going to process all the paperwork. And your donation is tax deductible. And if you donate today and tell them you heard about it on the Blitz, that you want to be the latest blitzer to step up, you're going to get a free $50 Visa gift card. And that money goes to help kids at Texans Can Academies. These are kids who have dropped out of other schools or, and the schools couldn't work around their schedule. Well, Texans Can Academy does. And so many of them go on to graduate. A lot of the Blitzers have stepped up. You can be the next one. And if you can hear my voice on the radio, they'll come and tow it free of charge. 713-225-4226. 713-225-4226. Or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
Who's this?
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.